Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the world, I'm told. God only knows why.
Everywhere I go, I get spotted. From hospitals to restaurants to malls. If I'm wearing a Gun for Hire shirt, somebody comes to me, do you know Anthony from Gun for Hire?
No.
Like, no, I don't.
Yes.
We got a ton of guests in the studio today, but I'm going to introduce the first two.
The air conditioning broke, so we're in good shape. Here.
Frequent flyers to the show. We've supported them before. They've supported us. And we have Tom Viso and Ricky Landell from Fundraiser Wrestling in here.
Gentlemen.
Hey, guys.
Hey, now.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. And I'm one of the co-sponsors for one of their Fundraiser Wrestlings for March 5th for the National MS Foundation. And this is near and dear to my heart, because one of our own has MS, and she's going to be one of the recipients of the money you raise, correct?
Yeah, so she sponsors a walk team every year. And this money is going towards that walk team that they then donate to the National MS Society.
And her name is?
Nicole Eiser.
Nicole Eiser. She's for the prosecutor's office.
She's a prosecutor.
She's a prosecutor, and she shoots here all the time at the range.
Yep.
And she's deadly, right, Ricky? Have you ever seen her shoot, Rick?
Sure.
Yeah. No, she's deadly. She comes in a lot. And this is going to be March 5th for the National MS Foundation, and June 18th for Bergen County Organization, who are trying to get homeless vets off the street. You're still working with that.
Yep.
And then you have a November 12th at Bergen Community College. Huh? You got a full schedule.
Schedule this year.
And I got to tell you something. You need to go to one of these wrestling events. It's about as close to a WWF as you're ever going to get. And it's in a smaller microcosm that you can really, truly enjoy. It's not hokey. It's not third rate. It's produced really, really well. I really got to hand it to you guys.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the date, the event, and who's on the card besides you two nuts.
So, yeah, we will be on the card.
of course.
So it's March 5th at the Boys and Girls Club in Lodi.
And tickets are a whopping.
Well, we've actually raised ticket prices for this year. We were selling first row tickets for $20, second row tickets for $15. Those have sold out.
That's beautiful.
Yep. And then $10 is the
regular. $10 whopping dollars. And they don't kill you like on the popcorn or the soda or anything. It's not like going to a Devil's game where you get two sodas and a popcorn and they tell you that'll be $53.80, sir.
Yeah. And we don't have the $10 beers.
And they can't give you a straw. You know, I hate that shit.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Who else is on the card?
So we have former WWE wrestler, The Patriot,
cool,
for this show. He's a really fun act.
And Sal Sincere.
Sal Sincere, yeah. who's a character.
Another old WWE guy.
We have Ring of Honor star Rhett Titus is going to be on the show.
Rigor Mortis?
Rhett Titus.
Oh,
Rhett Titus.
Rigor Mortis. That's the new character we're going to create for the next
Rigor
show.
Rigor Mortis, yeah.
He's great. The self-proclaimed sexiest man alive, so...
Wait a minute.
So Sandy better get over there and get his tickets quickly.
Dude, yeah, I go.
I will be at this event, by the way. We also donated, I think, a membership. There's going to be a raffle table. These guys run a class act, and you need to bring your kids, and you need to bring your friends, and you need to go. It's completely different to what like going to the Madison Square Garden
and
watching a wrestling
match.
It's a great
night out. It's local. You don't have to schlep into the city. It's
wonderful. I mean, listen, I got caught up into the whole moment of it. their manager comes out, and he's walking around and heckling with his cane and stuff and his hat on and engaging in the audience.
I even got Anthony to get up and dance with us.
I got up
out.
And danced. Yes,
that was a scene.
I missed that. I would have paid money for that.
But you know, you get it caught up in a moment, and then you scan around and you look at the kids' faces, the boys and girls from like 7 to 15. They're totally mesmerized.
Yeah, it's
you know,
great.
And you look at if you're going to take your kids, like a family of four is $40, and maybe you'll spend another $40. Buying stuff or you know, buying a raffle for less than where are you going to go for less than $100? You can't go to a movie that cheap. Let's face it.
No, you really can't.
Not anymore.
And you're doing something really well. You're helping people out. You're supporting. It's March 5th. There's nothing else to do. Crappy night on March, you know. So why don't you just go? It's only a week away.
Yeah, $10 ticket. And, like, you know, if you can't come, donate a ticket. We give them to the kids at the Boys and Girls Club so they can come to the show.
So how do people find out about you?
FundraiserWrestling.com.
FundraiserWrestling.com. Open your hearts and your purses and buy a couple of tickets. And even if you can't go, the donations will go there, and kids from the Boys and Girls Club will get to go to the event that night and have a great time. And all of the competitors there, you know, I know, like, the big wrestling matches, they tend to be detached more from their fans. These guys, they all come out, they take pictures with the kids, they tease the kids, they play around, they pump the kids up. Yeah, I mean, you guys really do a hell of a good job.
Absolutely.
I observed it, and I'm the one to critique a lot of stuff, and if I wasn't satisfied, yeah. If I wasn't satisfied, you guys wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be sponsoring it again.
You run a
really classy operation. Jules, you showed up late Absolutely. That night, but you saw what was going on.
Very cool. Very cool.
I mean, it wasn't that great.
Yes.
I mean, they really do a good job. And again, you know, all of a sudden I'm rooting for the underdog and shit. You know, and it's like, wait a minute. I'm 55 years old. But I can't help
you,
it.
You would be surprised how many people, you know, shy away from when we're trying to sell them tickets and the retention we've had from people who, you know, aren't typically wrestling
Once
fans.
Once they go, they
But they come and
come
they
back.
See what a, you know, production and a fun time it is. That you don't have to be a professional wrestling fan. It's for a good cause. It's a fun night out. It's 2 hours of your night, 7 to 9.
You still got your Saturday night if you want to go out,
you know,
have drinks, have
out,
dinner, or whatever it might be.
After the show this time, one of our sponsors is Berg & Brick Oven at Hackensack, so we're going to be there after the show.
Brick Oven Pizza?
Yep, Brick Oven Pizza.
Good sandwiches,
good
Italian
sandwiches.
Food.
The food is really excellent there. So
Who
you come
are some
out.
Of your other sponsors? You can list them off.
We have Berg & Brick Oven. We have Ottoman Ellie's.
Ottoman Ellie's next door to us because the prosecutor's office buys their guns from them, so they know Nicole personally as well, too. So thank you, guys. Go ahead.
We have Belladonna, which is a event planning company, which has graciously donated a sponsorship.
Pamela Bayer Interiors.
Pamela Bayer Interiors.
Interior design company. They always sponsor us.
So
FundraiserWrestling.com.
All the sponsorship money comes out, and it helps us offset the cost for the show so we can give more to the cause.
Because you guys are drawing like $300,000 a year salaries off this,
yeah,
right?
That's what we do.
Well,
we
get
make
rich,
a ton of money off
you. You see the house I'm building.
Yeah. I know, it's great. I saw the car you're driving.
I know why
you guys
beautiful.
Really seriously need to get
the house is next
paid.
To Hillary's in Chappaqua.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I got my own server, too.
That's
you know
right.
why these guys do it? Because they have big hearts and they enjoy doing this shit. That's why.
He only lives next to Hillary when he parks outside and sleeps in the back seat of his car. All right, we're coming back.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, montvilleoffice.com. Ron Sousa has 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events for up to 70 people. Visit montvilleoffice.com and check him out. Get your business out of the barista bar and have a professional facade that you can run your business for as little as $58
a
month.
It's more than a facade. It's a,
yes.
It's
well,
an actual building.
Actual building rather than sitting next to the guy in the
the smelly
bar.
Guy in the coffee bar.
No, I always get the guy on the plane next to me who was at the Gilroy Garlic Festival the night before. That's always my...
I had one the other day who must have went to the Broccoli Palooza. Because he was tooting away for the entire trip across country, which was fun.
So the Atlantic County prosecutor dropped the charges
against
the state corrections officer that was facing 5 to 7 years in prison for having his gun with him in New Jersey because he didn't meet the one statutory requirement for having statutory power of arrest.
Right, because in Pennsylvania... law enforcement doesn't have statutory power
Correct.
Of arrest. It's an implied power of
Correct.
Arrest.
Correct. So after pressure from the NRA and Evan Knappen and Christie's camp, I heard from the insiders, they all said to the prosecutor, the fuck? And the prosecutor pulled the charges. It's amazing. I heard from insiders that the prosecutor for 3 days researched every angle to keep this corrections officer arrested and charged.
It's unbelievable.
Guys, you don't know it. He was law-abiding. Him and his wife went to see a show in Atlantic City, got hit by a drunk driver. His
in
gun
Gloucester
was in his
County.
Car. He gave his ID to the cops. Cops took his gun, said, no problem, you get out of the hospital. See, the prosecutor found the one thing that he didn't have statutory power of arrest. He was a former retired police officer. He's a Pennsylvania State Corrections officer. He was looking at 5 to 7 years in state's prison
wow.
and losing his job because of that.
Wow.
Meanwhile, let me talk about one of the Short Hills Mall carjacking suspects. This shitbird is roaming the streets on PCP and alcohol and passes out on a front lawn.
Your point?
People call the police and say, we have a man passed out on the front lawn. Okay.
Isn't that Sandy's Friday night usually?
Yes, usually.
Exactly.
Kinda, I know.
Exactly.
I was wondering who he was talking about there for a minute.
And his name is Kareef Ford, by the way. He was 33 years old, and he was being charged with unlawful possession of a firearm. Well, what happened was he had a loaded handgun in his jacket, and under the Graves Act, he's looking at 5 to 7 years in prison. And the doctor determined that he was suffering from PCP and alcohol intoxication. And he was charged with unlawful possession of a weapon because he did not have a permit to carry.
No?
Nope. But the trial hinged on whether Ford knowingly possessed a firearm. His lawyer argued that since he was drunk and high, he unknowingly possessed it. The jury sided with him. And he got acquitted. Okay? So, this is how it works in New Jersey. You're a corrections officer with a legal gun.
Essex County Prosecutor's Office, who is so inundated with this shit.
I'm not making this up.
No,
a corrections officer from
you couldn't.
State corrections officer from Pennsylvania.
Get
a
lock his ass up.
He's going to go to prison for 7 years.
Had to go to the hospital. They didn't even prosecute the drunk driver who almost killed him and his wife, but they locked his ass up. And I don't know if he end up losing his job entirely?
No, he's getting his job
back.
He was suspended from his job because he was charged with a felony, the corrections officer. So this shit-em Ford now went back to jail because he can't make the $2 million bail for the Short Hills murder. He was one of the five guys that were in the Short Hills carjacking
that killed
the dude.
An innocent person, yes.
So
any sound on PCP possessing a weapon.
In his opening statement, Beam, the attorney for the Shittim, said, if you find that my client was unable to know because he passed out on the lawn what was going on, then your obligation is to find him not guilty.
Oh, so
he didn't knowingly know he had a gun on him.
Was he stoned when he picked up the gun?
That's the question. I think the gun fairy probably
That's what happens a lot to me.
He was passed out.
I'm driving down the parkway, and all of a sudden, Jesus Christ, a friggin' clock appears in my pants.
And you wonder why we have a systemic criminal problem in our state and in our country.
Yep.
Well, all the liberal states. Because this is the shit we deal with. Because these shittums, they know this. Okay?
Right.
So we got him off on a gun charge, and he went right back into prison, and he's waiting his trial for the... Meanwhile, you talk about slanted justice. The poor widow of the man who was killed in a Short Hills carjacking, her lawyers persuaded her. She's suing the security company, the gun manufacturer, and the mall for her husband's death.
Are you serious?
Okay. Not
so
the shittums in the
prison. It's the gun again.
The gun,
I
the
am
mall,
so
and the security company.
I'm so tired of this shit because it's always the gun. The other day, I caught a, I don't know, it wasn't New York News, but there was a shooting out in the Midwest, and all ABC News did, like this was a mugshot, had a it was a Smith 642, the one that I carry, not the exact gun, but pictured on the screen for 30 seconds during each and every one of these things, like you would be showing a mugshot of the criminal. But the gun was the criminal in this case. And all they kept saying, oh, so-and-so shot, boom. And here's the freaking gun. I'm like, wow, if I see that gun, I'll have to turn it in.
So guys, fundraiserwrestling.com. The event is this coming Saturday.
It's coming Saturday.
March 5th. There's parking and everything. Tell us where it
parking,
is again.
It's at the Boys and Girls Club in Lodi, 460 Passaic Ave, Lodi, New Jersey.
Right off 46 then, right?
Literally right off 46.
Yeah, pretty close.
Get off 46 out to Main Street, Lodi. You take it right down to the Boys Club. Show up at 6:30 so you get yourself a seat.
There'll be dogs and hot dogs and popcorn and snacks
popcorn,
like last time.
Pretzels.
You also sell not very expensive souvenirs and novelties.
Souvenirs
too.
Will be T-shirts. You
the
know,
blow up stuff that the kids were using.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be there with Kelly walking around as long as my seroma doesn't act up between now and then. My infected seroma. I've been battling some infectious problems for a while.
Yes, Mr. Puss.
But Mr. Puss, yes. But I've never felt better. 235 pounds, 20% body fat.
With 102 fever.
Yes. Nice. I've had 102 fever for 5 days straight now. I'm baking bread or something. I
know.
Maybe
that's not the heat that went out, the air conditioning went out. Maybe it's just you emanating heat.
$10 a ticket. Open your heart up. Go online, buy 10 tickets. Don't even show up. Open your heart up, buy 10 tickets, and show up and use 4 of them. But email the guys. Let them know that so they can give the kids tickets that if you're not going to show up. Become a sponsor. I mean, we'll talk about you on the show. FundraiserWrestling.com. Ricky, you didn't say much today, and I feel good about that.
I'm the color guy.
Okay. Tom, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports, so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have 3 times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape.
When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Oh, for the people.
No rules. No apologies. No holding back. Gun for Hire Radio. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic. WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric is an NRA instructor and a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. If you're a shooter or not, he can help you with all of your chiropractic needs. WaldorfChiropractic.com. He also published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. Support those who support us. Tell your friends and family. Take a minute to thank Dr. Eric. Second thing, everybody's been asking me about the NRA ballot. I am not on the ballot this year. I took my second year off because I have some legal battles that I'm fighting, and I don't think it would look good if it all comes to fruition while I'm on the ballot, so my counsel advised me to wait another year. I can tell you, I'm going to give you three things to do.
That giant sigh of relief you heard was from the board of directors at the NRA.
Yeah, I know. Well, don't worry, guys. I'm coming, okay? Four things. Grover Norquist, up to you.
Piece of crap.
I voted to recall him, but
absolutely,
that's up to you. Vote for Tom King and vote for Timothy Knight. Tom King and Timothy Knight. Do not vote for Ted Nugent, and the rest is up to you. Okay? Right. One of my buddies wrote next to Ted Nugent's name, I have too many Jewish friends to vote for him.
Oh, good.
Okay? So Tom King, Timothy Knight, yay. Grover Norquist, nay. And who did I just say about? Oh, Ted Nugent, F him. All right, that's my personal opinion.
F him?
Yes,
can you put
F
that
him
down on the ballot?
No, that's it. No. So I have more guests in the studio right
yes,
now.
We do.
I just wanted to get that out. A couple of things. We have the Convention of States guru, Bill Boniface, and Jim DiGiulio, who we'll call Jules for the rest of the show, who's another frequent visitor on the show. Gentlemen, what's going on?
Well, certainly thank you for having us here today.
Now, were you at the Convention of States thing in Wayne a couple of nights ago, or was there something going
yes,
on somewhere?
Yes,
there that was your thing that you were
my
running?
My thing. There's a meeting we had. What we do is we periodically have meetings for informational purposes and to get people to be aware of what the possibilities are here. I never knew until like 2 years ago that we, the people, actually have the ability to amend the Constitution. It's not just up to Congress. Our forefathers realized that sometime in history, the federal government, the central government, may take too much power.
No.
How smart were they?
No.
They thought that, you know, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. So these guys knew about this. They knew philosophy. They knew human nature. And that's why our Constitution is such a beautiful document. So part of it, what we're doing, is we're actually looking to apply Article 5, where it's actually up to the states to apply to Congress with a specific subject. Yet, if we get 34 states with our subject, then Congress must call a convention. At that convention, the commissioners from each state gets one vote, come up with amendments. Then when those amendments pass by a majority vote, they go out to the states as if Congress did it, 38 states ratify it, it becomes an amendment.
This has never been done.
Never been done.
In our history of our country. It was written in there, mm-hmm. but it's never been done.
None.
Now, if you have detractors that say that this is a backdoor that could backfire on us as well, correct?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, you know, it bothers the hell out of me when people are disingenuous, when people put out rumors, when people make statements that are not true and they know they are not true. It's just wrong. I mean, you know, when people call it a con, what they're really doing is just making fun of it. And that's their argument. They're trying to make fun of it and get the people to say, oh, this must be bad because it's a con. Well, it's not.
No.
Well, the reason they some people are afraid, oh, they're going to take away the Second Amendment at this convention. And believe it or not, one of the reasons it's actually more urgent than ever is with the passing of Justice Scalia.
I'm upset.
Yes, the balance of the Supreme Court is perilous right now, and believe it or not, in 1979, Justice Scalia, before he was a law professor, he opined on this very subject in 1979, and he was asked about it, a convention of the states, and asked if there could be a runaway convention, and his opinion was absolutely not, because number one, it will take 38 states.
That's a lot of states.
To approve any amendment proposed by at this convention of states. And I dare anybody to come up with 5 states that might want to take away the Second Amendment.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting if you stop and think about when you put people together, you get 38 guys together, try to figure out where to go for lunch and see how easy that is.
Absolutely. In fact, Scalia said he was asked, you know, what would you do to amend the Constitution? One of the things he said he would do is make amending the Constitution easier, because I think he said like 2% of the population could stop an amendment. So that's where he was coming from, the thing.
Now, how long has this Convention of States movement been going on, Bill?
I believe it's going on about 3 years now.
And is it mobilizing all 50 states?
It's mobilizing in all 50 states.
So this is really new.
Yeah.
I thought I was just completely out of the loop and all
so
of a sudden.
So did I. I didn't know it was only 3 years. I'm encouraged that it's come this far in 3 years, actually.
And so am I. I mean, we're getting so many people who are getting involved from, you know, people want to have an impact on their government. People feel that...
Well, they're getting sick and tired of what's going on.
Yeah. They feel they have no say. They're totally out of it, and they don't.
We don't.
Yeah.
Now,
we don't.
I have to commend you, and I have a question for you, because in this room, we're all over 55 years old. Mm-hmm. You're partially retired, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're
right.
A business owner. Why do you give a shit? Why are you even doing this at this point in your life? This is one of the reasons why I'm commending you, because I'm still an activist. I don't have any kids. All I have is a dog and my business, and I'm still sticking my neck out every chance I get and every opportunity to get it cut off. So go ahead. Why are you doing what you're doing?
Well, it's really simple. I love the country.
Ah, there you go.
I mean, it's really what it is. We have the best country that's ever been in the world, in history. Mm-hmm. Our country really was created by some people who are really, really smart. And they realize that, you know, we all individually have the rights given to us by our Creator.
And not by a king.
Not by a king.
Not by someone who is...
Not by the government.
Right.
You know, now what's happened is the whole progressive movement says that, well, the rights come from government.
Yeah, 100 years of progressivism. And you talk to 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds and even 40-year-olds today, and they have absolutely no idea that the rights don't come from the government.
Yeah. And that's just amazing. And they set it up that we could be self-governing.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution tells us that our rights come from our Creator.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
It's right there.
Not from the ruling bureaucracy.
And these came from, you have to, if you go back in time and you go back in history, which isn't taught anymore in school,
right,
you realize that the founding fathers really were learned men, mm-hmm. like you say.
Yeah.
They were learned men. They understood, they spoke a number of languages. They all knew Latin. They all knew Greek. They studied the Roman Empire. They studied what worked in the Roman Empire, what didn't work in the Roman Empire, which is why they formed our government, not as a democracy, as the left would love to put it all the time.
Right.
We live in a democracy. No, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a republic.
Yep.
If we can keep it, as Franklin said.
Exactly. Exactly. We live in a constitutional republic.
Well, I'm just happy that there were no Kardashians around to distract the founders, and they kept reading these great philosophers and learning, and they knew history, and they were determined not to repeat it.
Yes.
And that's the lesson that we should take away today, and if we don't this is a serious problem. If we don't face this problem now, and I'm hoping that it's not too late, our children and grandchildren will inherit a bankrupt nation run by an unaccountable bureaucracy.
You're absolutely right, because that's what we have right now, and we are hurtling toward this. You've got in the EU, I just came back from Europe, mm-hmm. and in they are talking seriously about doing away with top currencies to force you now to digitize your money. And the U.S. government is now taking a look at doing away with hundreds and fifties in the United States. The EU is talking about doing away with their top printed currencies,
right,
to be able to control more and more and more of what we do.
Well, not only that, but if you look at our federal government, the agencies right now, you know, in the Constitution says only the legislature is accountable to the people.
Unless you're Barack Obama.
May make law.
Yeah.
They're the only ones that can do it, according to the Constitution. But
everything is so convoluted now that the bureaucracies are in charge. This is Woodrow Wilson's favorite book was, what the hell was the name of that? Philip Drew Administrator. He read and reread and reread that book. If you can still get it, basically it outlined how the government should be run by, quote, managers,
right,
that are in silos. So really no one is responsible for anything that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when was the last time you were in the middle of a bureaucratic snafu? It sounds a lot like Philip Drew Administrator has come to life.
That's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
And who are these managers?
Yeah.
Ain't me.
Coming back.
I want to manage my own life.
Everything I do.
Time and memories, the two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Brought to you by Philly firearms training, phillyguntraining.com, PHILLYGUN training.com. Jose Morales, Gun for Hire alumni, NRA instructor, training counselor, CPR, first aid, AED, mace, lipstick bodyguard, you name it, he's got it. He is right across the street from the police department that does all of the permits for Pennsylvania. So you guys should go see him, phillyguntraining.com. Jules, tell us a little bit about Bill, who is sitting in this room with us right now.
Because he's not going to talk about himself.
No, he's not that way. I mean, the rest of us love to talk about ourselves.
No.
Anyway, I met Bill several months ago, back in six, maybe more. I don't know how long ago it was. And he's a great guy. He's a businessman, very successful businessman. He's the CEO of a HVAC contractor that works in the tri-state area, maybe beyond. Has some projects. I know he's done work at Rutgers University. He's taken a chunk of his life and dedicated it to this. He's the district captain for the New Jersey Legislative District 26 for the Convention of States, and he's very dedicated. And the reason he's in it, I believe, in my conversations, is the same reason I'm in it. And I'm the old guy here.
True.
We're worried about. I'm 65 years old. I've been there, done that. I've retired twice, and I'm still working. But my concern is for my children and grandchildren. And I don't want them inheriting this debt that they're never going to be able to climb out of, and I don't want them living under the rule of some imperious bureaucracy.
Yeah, right.
Our leaders, they live like kings and queens.
Yes, they
and
do.
That's exactly why the founders got on these dumb little boats hundreds of years ago and crossed the Atlantic, risking their lives, come here. Put up their fortunes. They risk their fortunes to rebel against this imperious government and king in England, and all for what? For us to just piss it away?
Revert right back to it.
Pisses me off.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I know Bill feels the same way, and I just wanted to let people know who Bill was.
Thank you. We're going back to the deal. It's not just the debt. The debt is phenomenally huge. People don't realize that it's not only the $19 trillion we currently owe, but it's the unfunded liabilities, which I've heard estimates up to $200 trillion.
Yes.
Now, people say, well, what is that? Well, what that is, it's like going to buy a car on time where you don't have any payment until like 6 months ago, but you don't take the liability that you have to make that payment. You don't put that on the books.
No, you just tuck that away somewhere.
The government just says, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. We'll have it.
By 2020, I also heard that 89% of the budget of the United States will be for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and one other thing that I can't think of right now. But that'll be it.
I'll tell you what it won't be for.
Oh, interest on the debt.
Oh, interest on the debt.
Yeah. Those four things will be 89% of the budget.
Wow.
Okay? That leaves 11% for defense and everything else the country does.
Right.
So that's the kind of... 2020 is not far from now.
No, it's not. It's only a few years away.
So those are the kinds of things. But the other thing is that we are no longer in charge of our country. Congress is no longer in charge of the country.
Right. We have a runaway legislative branch. We have
absolutely
a runaway.
We have a bureaucracy that's making the law.
Right.
You know, they call it rules, but a rule is a law.
Well, when you write and approve bills and laws that are 3,700 pages long, you could in
all
a very...
All done on purpose.
All done on purpose. Because you could take a little tiny sentence and change everything.
Absolutely.
And if you want to bury it in the middle of it, it's very easy to do. And they've done that since Woodrow Wilson, really. Yeah. Actually, probably much before that. I beat the crap out of Woodrow Wilson only because he's an evil piece of
you
garbage.
You didn't get Teddy Roosevelt this time.
Well, Teddy Roosevelt was the beginning of the Progressive Party. Yeah. And Roosevelt and Woodrow Wilson, look it up, guys, battled it out. And Wilson won the presidency by pointing his finger at Teddy Roosevelt and going, that guy's way too off the beaten path.
You know what's funny? Go back to the 1700s. We had this historic moment in time. If you look at the history of the planet, this one little microchip area where these men got together and lined up and decided to change everything and risk everything and write shit that is still 250 years later teaching us.
Yes.
And because they came from, again, like Jules said, came from, they crossed the pond to get away from the evil empire.
They lived said, under it.
Yes, we weren't going to let this happen. And again, a lot of them were wealthy and they could have just maintained this. Most of them were wealthy. They could have maintained the status quo and lived their lives. But they decided that they were going to disrupt the system. And they did it not only for themselves, but they did it for the future of our country. And it's been so degraded and so ashamed. I don't know what words to say, but it's just we're shamed into this point now where, you know, a Bernie Sanders is looking good to become president of this country. So all the people that died, all the men and women that risked everything to build this experiment, to have it be what it was, and then just have it peak after 50 years, and then the constant fight is just to try to maintain it the next 200, and we're slowly losing it, like you say, like slicing the bologna one slice at a time. They're taking it away from us, and that most people don't realize that the fourth estate, the media, and the politicians, they got us all bullshitted. You know, they're living like kings and queens above the law. They can do anything they want. And we just scrimp and scrape and try to maintain any way possible. And it's time that we have to set up. And, you know, they looked at those guys back in the 1700s as crazies because of what they were doing. And that's how we're looked at here. That's how the Convention of States is looked at. Yeah. That's how the Tea Party was looked at. But you know what? Somebody has to take a stand. Somebody has to put their foot down. We can't continue in this direction. So I commend you, Bill.
I commend the people that went before me. I commend all the people that have gone before to create this country. And I especially commend our veterans who have given their lives, put their lives on the line for this country. And for us, I mean, what am I doing? I'm just spending a little time trying to get people to understand the power that we have as people. These veterans have put their lives on the line.
Right. We have been emasculated.
Yes.
And I'm including ladies here, too. We have been emasculated as people by our government. We have been rendered impotent, but we aren't.
We've done it to ourselves, though.
Yes, we have. You're absolutely right, Jules, because we have done it to ourselves. We've allowed this to happen. And now it's what I fear, and I had a discussion the other day with a very good friend, and he referred to this as the potential for what's going on right now as a velvet revolution. He said, but if we make the wrong move in 16, in this election, we will have a real hardcore revolution on our hands. Because you can see it from a society, in my day job, all I do is really track movements of people. And in society, you're seeing this upwelling that's happening both with Bernie Sanders in the Bernie Sanders campaign and the Trump campaign of people who are so searching for a strong man to come and take over. This happened at the end of the Weimar Republic with Adolf Hitler. We need to be so careful right now. We need to take control ourselves. People feel so helpless. Yes,
yeah.
They do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, you know, this to me is our last chance.
This is
before
the solution.
That happens.
Yes, this is
before
the solution to this.
Here's
yes.
a peaceful way to do it.
Yes.
It's been given to us by
to
our
peaceful.
Founders. We have been given this tool to be self-governing.
Yes.
And people can do that.
Yes.
So what we need is for people to go to conventionofstates.com.
There it is, conventionofstates.com.
And sign the petition. And you can just do that, or you can get involved as much as you want to be involved. We have meetings periodically throughout the state of New Jersey, and you can find out where those meetings are.
Now, what would you say to the detractors who, and we have many of them, we hear every time we have you guys on,
I know,
we get hammered.
This is what I would like to say to them. Give me the factual reasons why, whatever your point is. I mean, I saw one of the emails and the guy says, here are the facts. Constitutional Convention won't work. That's not a fact. That's an opinion.
It's an opinion.
Okay? Yeah. So they talk about another one is, oh, it's the original Constitution is invalid or is illegal because it was a runaway that they were told to amend the Constitution by the Continental Congress, and they rewrote the whole thing. That's not true.
That's exactly okay? not true.
On a number of levels.
Yes.
A, that Congress did not have the power to do that.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
They didn't have the power to get money out of the
Correct.
States.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that on the face of it is just dumb. And they know it's dumb, but they keep saying it. Fact of the matter is,
well,
the states
I don't know if they know it's dumb. Again, 100 years of progressivism, they learned, we learned something. We were taught crap in our grammar school, which I just dated myself there. And you can imagine how bad it's gotten from that point forward. Yeah. If you were to go back to our parents who were immigrants, most of our parents were immigrants, they knew more about this country than we do.
Absolutely.
And they loved this country more than we do as a whole. All right, coming right back.
Okay.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States. And a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, it's Gun for Hire Radio.
Okay, good.
Hey, this segment is brought to you by me. Real quick, I'm going to do a learning thing, a couple other things, and then Bill's going to come back. Bill, I also want you to email me whenever the Convention of States is having meetings in New Jersey area so I can put them out on the radio show for people to attend. I was homesick Wednesday night. I found out about the Wayne meetup. I would love to have known a week earlier or so. You guys know we're blowing out this range. We have a huge addition coming up. I want to thank everybody for their support. Remember, we have the poker chip, each one, reach one. If you're a member and you bring a new shooter to the range and they fill out their paperwork, you will get a poker chip. When we have our grand reopening in April of 2017, those poker chips will be used for some game of chance. You will get to keep the chips, but if you have five in your possession, you will get five pulls at whatever it is we're going to be doing.
So if you're a member, you have to bring someone, and they have to join to be a member?
No, nope, the first time you're bringing somebody shooting. Well, if you bring three newbies, you get three poker chips.
That's pretty good.
If you bring five, you get five. I don't care. We have 5,000 chips. We're going to keep doing them until we run out.
But you do have to be a member in order to
You have to be a member to get the chips, yes, because membership has its privileges. Real quick learning segment. I've been talking about this for 5 years on this radio show. Your range bag, your gym bag, your gun bag, your home bag, your travel bag all need to be different, okay? Tokyo, former Major League Baseball player Yamiko Navarro has been arrested in Japan for concealing a bullet in his luggage, okay?
Japan's like New Jersey.
Yes. Navarro was arrested in Okinawa on Sunday. The 28-year-old Navarro told police the bullet was from his bag in the Dominican Republic, and he was not aware it was in the bag. He's facing 5 years in prison in Japan
for a bullet.
We talk about this all the time, ladies and gentlemen. Your range bag needs to be your range bag. It's going to pick up lead. It's going to pick up other particulates that are very similar
Cordine.
To bomb-making yeah. chemicals, okay? The other thing is, even if you're diligent, Jules is shooting next to you and some unspent rounds fly into the back pouch of your bag. Or he clears a jam out of his gun and a live round goes into the back pouch of your bag. You're screwed. Okay?
Yeah, right.
These should not be interchanged. Your range bag needs to be your range bag. Your carry-on bag, your check-in bag, whatever it is, should be completely different. They shouldn't even sit in the same room where you live.
Yeah, absolutely
okay?
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I just want to tell you that this happens all the time, and when it happens, the first thing, it was not intentional. This guy didn't plan on having a bullet. What's he going to do with the bullet without the gun anyway? Okay? And you know...
Well, don't forget, the gun fairy could show up.
Look at that. It happened to that guy.
It happened right on the lawn.
It happened
to that shitbird from the lawn. So
you make fun.
I talk about this all the time on the show in learning. Your travel bag needs to be separate from your range bag. I talk about Sherry all the time. Her hat tested hot because of the powder and stuff that comes on it. Don't mix up that clothing. Jules, you could have a hoodie on and there could be a spent casing in that hoodie.
It happens all the time.
Yes.
I go home, I put my hand in a pocket.
And there it is.
And there it is.
They're stuck in the lugs of your boots.
Crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
Right. Right. Exactly right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, good thing is, most of the time that's spent ammunition, all right? But you got to worry about live ammunition. So, Bill, what's the website again? ConventionofStates.com?
Exactly. ConventionofStates.com.
And there's info for all the chapters. And well, what's going
what
on?
What that'll do is that'll let us know. If you go and sign the petition, then we'll know you're there. And then we'll contact you and let you know what's going on. You'll get emails periodically and things like that. And you can get more information there. There's an awful lot of information on that website.
So go. So if you're... If you're on the fence about this, or even if you're against all this,
yes.
go and read the information at least.
Educate yourself.
Have an open mind. I haven't. I know nothing really about the Convention of States, but I intend to today go and read the information.
And I'm open to this. You know, I've gotten into this like 2 years ago and never was involved in this kind of thing. I was raising a family, running a business. And when I got into it,
and paying
I'm still doing that.
That's true. We'll always be doing that.
But I wanted to investigate on my own. You know, I want to look at something and see, does it make sense to me? So that's what I've been doing. And look, if somebody's got a fact that there's a problem with this, I would like to know what it is.
Yep.
Okay.
What do you got on that card? What's that, your credo, or what's going on?
I just want to go through the thing. Basically, what we need to do is we need to have 34 states make application to Congress with the same subject matter. This is the subject matter. Impose fiscal restraints on the federal government. Limit the power and jurisdiction of the federal government.
And this is the one I love best.
Limit the terms of office for its officials and for members of Congress. Okay? So now what they need to do, they will go to a convention.
Officials, you mean like bureaucrats, like people in charge of the IRS who are running rampant?
I'm not positive
but
I would say yes.
Election officials, Congress, Senate, and there's even talk about limiting Supreme Court justices.
Not only Supreme Court judges,
but judges
with lifetime.
Yeah, because they've been appointed for life.
Right.
And
exactly.
You've got guys here who are still serving that were appointed under Carter.
Guys, look, also, we got to understand that the Supreme Court answers to no one. There is no control over a Supreme Court decision. Okay, they can do whatever they want to do. So that's a real issue to me.
Yeah.
So they go to the convention. Each state gets one vote. They come up with amendments. They, you know, go back and forth, kind of, you know, figure out their wording and all that. And what's then they make, they take the vote. If it passes, they will then send it to Congress. Congress will decide how it's going to be ratified, either by state legislature or by a state convention.
So 34 states will have to agree on the language of this particular...
No, actually, 26 states at the convention.
At the convention.
Yeah, 20, simple majority, each state getting one vote. Then it goes out to this all the states, for 38 states, to ratify it.
Okay.
So, and you know, people are concerned about, you know, crazy things happening. Well, 13 states can stop it. And not only full states, but one legislative body in 13 states can stop it. So it's not like, oh, it just happens. You know, it's like Scalia said, it's hard to do.
It's intentionally hard to do.
Yeah.
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 Term limits, I'm all for that.
Term limits are really, is really the answer. Our founders never intended for
professional politicians.
Professional politicians. Yeah. No. They all were either business people or farmers for the most part. They met a couple of weeks a year.
Right.
And then they had to go back and go to work.
Yeah.
And the problem with this professional, these congressmen that are in power for 30 years and the U.S.
Lautenberg had to die for us to get him out.
The problem with that is they exempt themselves from the shit we have to do.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. You see it all the time.
And
they go in paupers, they come out multi-millionaires, and they're exempted from every freaking law that they pass, including all the equal opportunities and all that stuff, Obamacare, Social Security, everything they're exempted from. They don't even have to buy their own friggin' postage.
So what term limits does, think about this, is they know, let's say it's 8 years. They know in 8 years they're going to have to go and live with the shit that they just legislated into effect.
And that's why the founders designed it that way. They never saw courses at universities in political science.
Ridiculous.
What kind of nonsense is that?
George Washington voluntarily stepped down
Absolutely.
After two terms.
They wanted him. They wanted to make him king.
And he said no.
And he said no.
Because he knew it was wrong.
He's like, don't you get it? We don't need another king. What the hell did we just fight for? Right.
Bastard.
That's ridiculous. Oh, but you're a good guy.
You know, another point to this whole thing is some of the arguments against it say, well, gee, we don't follow the Constitution now. So what's going to make it follow it in the future? Well, here's what's happened. We do follow the Constitution, but not the original Constitution. We follow the Constitution as it's been amended by the Supreme Court. The original Constitution is somewhere around 3,000 words. There are 3,000 pages of the Constitution we are working under now.
Yeah.
Okay?
And based on Supreme Court rulings.
Based on Supreme Court rulings.
Yeah.
Bill, what's that website again?
ConventionofStates.com.
Somebody's calling you, Bill.
Not me. Is that our phone?
That's our studio
phone. The bat phone. Alfred, pick it up.
Rings. What the hell is this? Shoot that thing,
Jules, Bill, thank you for coming on the show. A couple of things. My cousin Phyllis is going to be here March 13th from 10 till 3. And she has sweet treats by Phyllis. Sandy, she's going to have all kinds of Easter breads and beets again and sweet pie and everything.
Right.
Sweet pleasures by Phyllis, cupcakes and more. She's doing it for a fundraiser. Evan Knappen will be here May 13th again. He will have his knife book and he will also have his legal book. You want to come and go to Evan Knappen's gun law seminar. That's about it for everybody. I'm going to take it easy for you guys today, and I'm going to take care of my seroma. Thank
well,
you all.
You've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. please investigate this convention estates. I know I'm going to. I know absolutely nothing about it, and I do want to learn more because I am a little sick and tired of what's going on, and I know you guys probably are based on your emails. Please, each one, reach one, get out there and recommend this nonsensical sausage factory to someone that you know, love, or hate. All right, Winston, it's time for you to wake up and say goodbye, my friend, to everyone. Thank you, my friend, and we will see you guys next week.